You are listening to In Response, a legacy podcast. A show where three handsome guys talk about their favorite Magic the Gathering format, legacy.
I'm Peter Plank, the artificer. I've got everything at hand in my Goblin Welder's toolbox.
I'm Daniel, the scientist. I ponder precisely about the next move that decides the fate of my opponents.
I'm Philip Klein, the rogue. I use the graveyard to fuel opponents with agony.
And now, lean back and enjoy.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 70, Changes of
In Response,
a legacy podcast.
I'm Philip Klein.
I am Daniel.
And I'm Peter Plank.
And we're talking about legacy
most of the time.
So for this episode, we have some great news for you, actually, because that's the first time you all can see us in 3D.
We actually exist.
we're not some AI or something like that. We're real people that play real Magic. Legacy is the real Magic, not Standard or that shit. Or that's Commander. True.
It's Commander. It's real. But we are real. Or is this AI?
No.
Nope.
It's okay. Just forget about it. And this episode is a little bit different. Because we have implemented some changes over the last couple of episodes. Some of you may have noticed. We go over these changes a little bit later in the cast today. And at first I think we can try to introduce ourselves. For the new listeners out there, and just to get to know each us a little bit more, and just to get a feeling about our podcast and what it means for us to do all this work.
Maybe I think for the starters, it was during the. It was around 2020, I think, where you, Philip, approached the legacy community, the local community of us. Hey, I want to do a podcast, basically. Who wants to join?
Yeah, that's basically what the idea was. I was totally into Everyday Eternal, Leaving a Legacy, Eternal Glory, and how was it called also? Elo Hunters back in the day.
Elo Panthers?
No, it was Elo Hunters at first.
Okay.
And then they went back to Elo Punters. And and I was totally into podcasts. And I thought to myself, hey, I mean, they're just talking about Magic. We are talking about Magic all the time. We can just record ourselves and try to bring this content out to you, to our fellow listeners. And this was back in 2020, actually. Yeah. We had a really, really high competitive play, and we were on a really good competitive level at the moment.
I think it was just a blooming area where the local community of our Austrian Legacy League really starts to grow. Not really too much internationally, as we have now a little bit more international presence in terms of our social media and the events that we attend to. But back in the day, we at least we had this established legacy league that was going on year after year, and we crowned a champion, and we had a pretty big community at this point, which we still have, of course.
But and it's even bigger now. But yeah. But it was like the golden era. It was just a great experience all around, and you could really feel the growth. I think maybe now we are in like some kind of silver era because we are experiencing some growth again, but not in that kind of space that
the whole concept then. Just took off, basically.
Yeah.
And this was the perfect timing to start a podcast as well. And yeah, like I said, Philip was saying, yeah.
It was all my fault.
let's have a podcast. And I said, I immediately said, okay, I want to join. Absolutely. I had a little bit of, I had my website with Greatness at Any Cost, and I thought this would be a good addition to all that because I wanted to get a little bit more into Legacy. I was playing Legacy, but I was mostly focused on Modern at this point, but I tried to be shifting my gears here a little bit and for this reason also joined the idea here that Philip was proposing. And I think the same was basically true for you, Peter, right?
It was pretty similar. I mean, I started really, really late with Legacy. I think it was like 2017, 2018. Yeah. And in 2019, I had a little personal growth, played a lot more, went, had the adventure in Beijing and played Legacy there. And I really, really loved it. And therefore, I like said, boys, I'm in. It's, if you know me personally, I love talking. And so podcasting was like the perfect fit for me. And yeah, it's still happening.
I think we started off, I don't want to say we started off strong. It was like a total new playing field for every one of us. We didn't have any kind of prior experiences to podcasting or to even to streaming. I mean, we occasionally stream actually our Friday Night Magics, our weekly events. We are sometimes streaming, and also if we get the opportunity to stream big events like we do with the Austrian Legacy Masters last year, and also the Austrian Legacy Masters this year at the end of July. And last year we also had the opportunity to cast some rounds at the European Legacy Masters. So that's great opportunities to have, and we certainly had some self-growth over this time. I think if you compare these episodes, like the last couple ones that we did, and the first I think 5 to 10 episodes, I mean the improvement is certainly
But to put a little bit of the things in perspective, I think we just went over a little bit how the beginning of the podcast worked, and maybe we focus a little bit on how the first year looked. Basically, we started off in May, if I remember correctly.
I'm probably thinking so. Yeah, it was May.
Should be around May.
It was so. COVID time. The time ran away so fast, and nobody know what. We didn't know what day it was. We didn't know what month it was. We didn't know what year it was. We didn't know who we were.
It was just COVID era.
It was a time machine, basically.
Yeah, and there was like a few podcasts where we recorded it. Basically, Daniel's home.
Alex.
Daniel, previously known as Alex. Yeah. No, we recorded it at Daniel's home, and then we switched around and had to do online recording because of COVID, then back to the studio again, then back home. So it was like a lot of different stuff.
We lost some episodes during the online recording, and that's a little bit of a fun fact here right now. I think we lost 2 episodes, and one of them we had to... I for myself had to re-record, basically where my audio line went missing, and then I had to listen to the podcast without my audio line, and I had to recall what I have said or what I would have said, and then answer to the recording. That was just insane. So
maybe a couple of episodes were a little bit weird back in then.
Yeah.
Especially from your responses.
I mean, it was basically the one episode and the next episode. I remembered, like, if you throw away your browser before you uploaded it, there are temporary files on your computer.
Yeah.
And then we recovered the second episode so that...
Yeah,
Philip did not have to
do it the second time. Yeah,
this was an issue because of uploading the recording, right? And because of bad internet connection or something, it was completely lost.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Damn to Anchor. Then we switched things around to record it offline via Audacity. To put in our recording things, download it there, compile it to MP3, put it onto a drive folder, and then we could compile it for the episode. So we evolved on a technical standpoint in the first year.
We have certainly learned a lot of things, and I can fairly say the first year was prone to a lot of mistakes, and also had some really, really great things to learn, and also to learn about our great guests that we had, especially in the first year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think our first guest was...
it was one of our local guys.
Yeah.
I think this was one of those events that he won. I think it was one of this legacy...
It was the legacy showcase challenge. Yeah.
Legacy showcase challenge, exactly. But after that, we also had more community, let's say, embedded persons. We had Mark.
Mark Eric Vogt.
We had Julian from Everyday Eternal. We had in one of those special episodes, which we called the Thoughtcast series, we had Kai Savatari there, for example.
Callum Smith.
Nathan exactly. Goliath.
Yeah. And actually a lot of more, like I think that the list is almost... Yeah.
We had Phil Gallagher last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's another true, guest. Yeah.
So I think it's pretty nice what we achieved in this couple of years already.
Yeah. And one thing that we kind of have to mention here was like in the first 1 or 2 years, we did a lot of experimenting and trying out different formats.
Yeah.
Which is now like a little bit of a
not magic movies. Formats.
Not magic formats. Different kind as you mentioned, like the podcast series.
Which we certainly will want to do these again because they were great.
Yeah, these are not kind of swept away.
And do you know, remember from the first year?
We did a picture contest. We did a picture contest?
Yeah. Do you remember the old pictures? The girl with the pearl and stuff like that?
You mean the... where we had classical paintings redone by our cast.
Yep.
If you go into the archives of Instagram and in the archives of Twitter or Facebook, you can find these very, very perfectly done impressions of classical paintings of classical artists like Sandro Botticelli's Birth of Venus, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And...
A couple of
we made the girl with the pearl earring. Where we put a mox diamond up to the ears, and it was insane. It was great.
It was fun. We also did the shortcast series, if you remember.
Yeah,
it was not really a series, but like in between short topics that we wanted to discuss, we just called shortcast, which is I think let's say a tool that we still have up our sleeves if we want to have this at some point. And I think this is mainly it in terms of formats or let's say different experimentation that we did over the last couple of years. But
we have now a new format that we're trying to experiment with. This is this one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we go now into the video direction, so you can see us on YouTube. If you want to not only listen to us, but watch us also while we talk about topics and talk about legacy. This will be in the future the case. And yeah, I think we have, we try to get the content in a better and condensed, more frequent way to you. As we have decided to shorten our release schedule, in the previous times, it was 3 weeks in between episodes. In the future, it will be 2 weeks, actually. And I think you might have witnessed that if you had a watch or listen of the latest episodes, we shortened it now to 2 weeks per episode.
And not only that, I mean, with even seeing us before even the episode happened, we also had a few changes. Basically, we shortened the intro. We did a revamp of it with like us having now basically educational content in various topics. I'm basically the artificer of the In Response to Legacy podcast. Daniel is our mad scientist and Phil is our rogue, like Grave Digger style.
So basically two scientists right there, and just a measly rogue that just tries to steal the wins from them.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have money that the rogue goes to you to steal.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, not for long, I guess. Not for long.
So we did some changes there. As Daniel mentioned, the release schedule that is...
Yeah.
Shortened, and with the release schedules shortened is also something that is shortened, and this is basically the episode length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thought maybe 1 hour could be a little bit too long. And so we decided, I think 3 episodes ago, that, yeah, we want to try it with shorter episodes to just bring you the same amount of content, just more often.
Yeah, and more frequent.
It's like...
easily
like,
digestible, yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that you can listen to it to just one commute to work or just one commute from work. And you don't have to just break it into two pieces so that you have to listen to it separately. And yeah, I think it's more easier for everyone.
And one thing that we can mention here is like the secrets of the show. We usually try to have episodes of 40 to 50 minutes. And they regularly went over 1 hour. And
yeah.
It's like, if you have such long episodes with not as strict of a basically moderation of the content as we do, we can get really off the wall. And then we talk 10 minutes about like, what's the favorite painting of Goblin Welder to use? Not that we have done that, but...
But we will do it. exceptional... art episodes will be on the line.
So we basically derailed the episode a lot of times. And if we try to do 25 to 30 minute episodes, we have a much, much stricter schedule to do in the episodes and stuff that we have to talk about. So we need to have better moderation between us. And I think it should be a net positive for the listener or the viewer nowadays on YouTube to consume the content.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the reason we are all telling you this is because it makes it easier for us to grow, actually.
Yeah.
To just learn from our experiences and, yeah, to have a little bit more of self-growth in the realm of podcasts and now in video podcasting, actually. Mm-hmm.
And for this, of course, it's always relevant and we ask for this all the time. How do you see this? And if you have any feedback, of course, it is very crucial that you tell this to us in whatever way. I think we have many ways where we can comment or give us a message. And also our Q&As, I think, of the episodes is usually how did you like the episode and what can be improved and what not. So please, of course, consider really giving us the feedback. Also, in context of these changes that we will do in the next episode so that we can improve the content for you.
And I think that's the perfect situation right now to just shout out our Patreons. It's Matt, Duncan, Christian, Neutz and Moritz Eichmeier. Thank you very much for supporting the channel. We will put your money to good use as you all you can. That's what you can see. And hopefully we can bring you better content even in the future. If you want to join this elite club of supporters, it's patreon.com/response_legacy, and it would be just great to just follow us on our socials at response_legacy, basically everywhere: Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, and I think it's basically short and just what we changed and what we think and how we got there. Any final thoughts of you guys? How do you want to live the in response stream in the year or even in the much more further future?
Oh, that's kind of a hard question right now. I think what we want to do is we want to improve our for myself, we want to improve our video scenery, our video lighting and everything. We've done some things, but they are simply are, yeah. When Daniel builds his house and everything is so easy, actually. So it all relies on him.
So maybe in the next year we have a new room.
Ah, next year. It's, I think it needs some more
that,
years.
Yes, but... can't promise you that.
Yeah, basically, the biggest thing that I have, that I want to say is just some self-growth and growth of the podcast. That's what I'm aiming for, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very good. I'm just excited for these changes and how this will affect overall the experience for the listeners.
Yeah.
And we have, it's down to experimenting basically. So we try our best in this case, and I think this is a great incentive overall.
I'm just waiting for the response of our community, our little in response boys and girls and everything in between. I'm just waiting how it is received. And a big head out to our listeners and viewers. Now we have to
we've include everyone now.
Just hit us a head up if you want any specific topic to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. It should at least be legacy relevant. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, basically most of them without asking us what our favorite commander is.
Yeah, okay, I can totally see this, yeah.
I mean, for Daniel, it's currently pretty clear he will play Sauron,
the Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord. Yes.
Oh, yes. It's really nice. I can't complain. This would be totally my answer.
Speaking of blue-black, Peter, when can we see you again at the Friday Night Magic?
Most likely on Friday.
Really?
Nice.
Wait, what happened?
I have a broken arm.
And therefore you can't play any music anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore. Up until it's fixed.
Okay. So actually we are able to get the whole cast again on Friday. That's at the
crazy.
Weekly.
It's crazy, yeah.
Hit us up. It would be great to know if you want to have some live feed, Instagram stories or something like that. If we want to have more of that kind of content, it would be great to know.
Mm-hmm. And just finish with our socials.
Ah, okay, for sure. it's kind of different here because
it's such a different.
It's a different feeling, setting. And now I also have to. Yeah, I don't really have the time to think about. Things that I want to say because we aren't that really great at video editing, so I think this will get published raw. But yeah, that's the kind of that's the way we like it, actually. So if you like what we are doing, consider following us on our social media. It's @response_legacy. You can find me on Twitter. It's @finnickmtg, PHINEKMTG. Peter, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter. It's @UnicornLord, but the O in the Lord is a zero. And where can we find you, Daniel?
Last but not least, but also you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter. It's @FlyingDelver there.
So, in response, the end.
This was In Response, a Legacy Podcast. If you enjoyed the ride, feel free to support the show by following, leaving a review, or subscribe on patreon.com/response_legacy.